Yeah.
Off Field Road especially. But you couldn't all ever get in it. You had to stay there night and day because the niggers would get them, you know.
Yeah.
They're nearly as bad about them as a nigger is about a watermelon.
Now, the hogs that you breeded, I mean, what sort of other animals did you keep? Did you keep...
Well, I never did fool with hogs very much. Myself, personally, after I got away from home.
Yeah. What'd you call a male? He was a...
He was just... We call him a male.
Man.
Well, sometimes they call him a bull hog.
Yeah. And other names for other types of hogs?
Well, the female hog was a sow, you know, and the castrated male hog was Bowers.
Yeah.
And
if you had a horse, say you didn't, they'd say you would do what? Or a tomcat. Did you ever?
No, I never did. They'd just go wild, you know.
They'd
ramble the country.
Well, what would you do to a tomcat? Would you say the same thing that you would?
Oh, a few people would castrate them, you know, but they get lazy then.
Uh-huh.
They're very lazy. And
they have other names for it? They said they would do what? They would...
Well, tomcats are about all, I believe.
Well, I mean, for what they would do to them, they would...
How
then? Did your father have a certain... Like, wasn't it at a certain time of the moon when you would...
Did you do castrating?
Yeah.
Well, now some people do it. My daddy, he always said whenever you got his knife sharp. He wasn't a moon man. Of course, I believe in the moon, but he said he made just as good a gardens and good crops as anybody else around him. He worked, and he didn't plant the moon, so he planted in the ground. Now, she had, one year we stayed at up all the spring that her mother saw that we were married. And I trucking around looking for a job and waiting for what the political job to come up at that time. Her daddy was a senator and of course she wanted to get me a job. But I doodled around there and raised garden around for her and I just liked to fool around with it, you know. And she had a cousin lived 2-3 miles from. He worked on the railroad. He was a hard working man. He always raised good truck guards. But he wouldn't plant nothing unless the moon was right to save your life. I remember one year I planted butter beans. He said, oh, you planted them the right time. You make good butter beans. Well, mine rotted, and I planted a little bit later on the wrong moon, according to him, and I made better butter beans than he did. Now, I remember one year, I don't know whether that same year as I was trucking around there, but he bought his ice potato seeds, you know, we cut them. Be sure, eyes on every piece, you know.
Yeah.
And he bought him 100 pounds. He had a pretty good family and he saved his money and eat at home, worked to his boys, one thing or another.